السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من بنى لله بيتا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times, at all moments. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we all have gathered in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guest. Allahu Akbar. Allah is our host today. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the life that we, in the life of dunya, we get invitations from many people, invite them to their houses, people invite them to their events, to their gatherings. We go as guests and they become our host. When we came to the masjid, we heard the adhan of the imam, adhan of the muazzin, calling people towards salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. And he continued his adhan. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, that is the invitation that Allah extends upon each one of us every day 5 times. Allah remains as the host, and this house, this masjid, is called Baytum min Buyutillah. Allah says in the Quran, Fi Buyutin Adhinallahu. It is from the houses of Allah that Allah has commanded an turfa, that Allah's name is raised, that Allah is remembered, and etc. My dear beloved brothers and brothers in Islam, whenever we come to masjid for any salah, whether it's Zuhr, Fajr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Allah is the host and we are the guest. And we have come to the house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, comes in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved place to Allah, the most blessed place to Allah, is the masjid. It comes in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the blessings of Allah, the barakah, will descend right above the Kaaba. There is a Kaaba of the angels called Baytul Izzah. Millions of angels, the number cannot be imagined. You cannot keep your hand. Angel of Allah is making sajada, making tawaf around that Baytul Izzah. All the blessings, all the barakah that descends from that Baytul Izzah, descends upon Baytullah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. From there, that blessing is distributed to all the masajid, all the houses of Allah across the universe. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we heard the call, but this masjid that is blessed, Allah is the king of all kings, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُعْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. The King of all Kings is inviting us on daily basis. And we supposed to be the Allah is the host and we supposed to be His guest. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to ask ourselves, when we walk into the house from the houses of Allah, do we have that sanctity in our heart? Do we have that spiritual feeling in our heart? My Allah is the host, who is the King of all kings, who has control over everything. In the life of dunya, when we are invited, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, how do we respond? How do we go there? We go there in such a manner, we adorn ourselves, we beautify ourselves. The question remains, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, do we take that pride when we come to the house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, when we speak about the masjid, we heard the adhan, but there is a cry of the masjid. There are two parts that a person should fulfill. One is called the hissiyah, other one is called the ma'naviyah, means the tangible part of a masjid, the structure, the building, the preparation for the musallis, and the electricity, the power, the light, the water, the preparation for the masjid, which is visible, which is upon every Muslim to contribute and support to make sure the house of Allah is built. We shall come to the discussion. But the other part is called the ma'navi, which you cannot see with your naked eye, but that is called the ibadah, which is supposed to be done in a house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, it can be salah, it can be adhkar and dhikr, it can be the gatherings of ilm, it can be all good deeds that people do in a house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we come to this place, when we come to this place as a creation of Allah, as an insan, as a human, we have two tasks and two responsibilities. One is to see the well-being of our masjid. Second is to see that we are engrossed in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the very first lesson that we need to learn in respect of a masjid, when we are invited by the president of this country, do we go with any dress that we want? Do we look like whatever when we go to meet him? We will stand in front of the mirror for hours and adorn ourselves. Subhanallah, here the Quran is teaching, Ya Bani Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. O son of Adam, take your beauty. Look at the translation of this ayah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. Take your beauty, adorn yourself, beautify yourself. In the kulli masjid, Quran says masjid, at the time of salah, when you come to the masjid, adorn yourself, because you are the guest, and the host is Allah. You are making sajda right in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at your dress, my dear beloved brothers in Islam. Do we think, I have to go to masjid, how should I look? How should I wear my garment? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we are caught in a world, there is no proper definition could be given for garments today. But we need to understand, when we stand in front of Allah, how do we look? Quran is telling, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. Take your beauty. At the early part of Islam, to put perfume on the day of Jummah, it was made compulsory. Because the masjid was made small, there was no space, so bad smell should not come inside the masjid. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, so much of importance given for a person to take, wear the best garment that he has, when he stands in front of the Maker Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have that greatness in our heart, greatness of Allah, when we sincerely believe Allah is the King of all kings, we will adorn ourselves.
my dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to understand where we as a ummah have gone wrong, where the mistakes have happened in our life. Imam Malik rahimahullah, an imam who taught the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Rawda of Masjid al-Nabawi for over 30 odd years. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, a person used to gift him clothes every year, and every day he will wear a brand new garment in order to the respect of the house of Allah, in order respect of that hadith and the Quran which he taught to the ummah. That was the value which they had. The basics that we have lost. It is very sad. At times you cannot make salah behind some people. At times you cannot stand in a saf. Many have complained because the brother making salah in front of us, his aura is exposed because of the modern ways of wearing pants. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, that person's aura is exposed. Do we know the ayah which I read, why it was revealed? The mushriks of Makkah used to make tawaf around the Kaaba, uriyan and naked. This Quran ayat came and taught the people to adorn themselves when they go and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they make tawaf, when they make salah, when they make ibadah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the youth who are present here today, maybe many a times we have missed to understand. Maybe many a times we do not realize. Let us look at our own garments before we step into a house from the houses of Allah. A place blessed, the barakah is descending, the angels are descending, Allah's help is descending. A place where the supplications are granted. This part of the earth, take pride over the other part of the earth. This place is blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the masjid, he described the gatherings that take place in a masjid is a garden from the gardens of paradise. That means, my dear brothers in Islam, when we enter this garden, this is the road to the real Jannah which Allah has prepared for you and me. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, let us take these matters as something very serious. Even coming with bad odor, bad smell to a masjid. Islam has discouraged eating onions and coming. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even angels are disturbed to this effect. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to take pride. We need to cleanse ourselves. We need to come in that way that we really prove to Allah, oh Allah, I am your guest. You are watching me. I am making salah right in front of you. As-sajidu yasjudu bayna qadami ar-Rahman. When a person makes sajada, he's making sajada right in front of Allah. His Allah is standing in front of him. Allahu Akbar. Anta'amudallaha ka'annaka tarah. So the Islam, the hadith is teaching us that you worship Allah as if that you are looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, let us look into these avenues. When we enter the masjid, the dua is taught. When we come inside the masjid, how to behave. When people have gathered, how to sit, how to respect each other. These are taught in our sharia. These are taught in our deen. We need to bring them in our lives. Don't we understand? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, a one amal can divide this ummah. When the imam comes for salah, he reminds the people, straighten your saf, straighten your saf. Because he will remind the hadith, when you are not organized and straightened in a saf, your hearts will be separated. You will differ within your heart. There will be dispute amongst yourself, and the imam will say, stand straight in so in saf, in order the hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we do that, Allah will unite our hearts. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we could gather one after the other. That the guest responsibility, when they come to the masjid, They need to come with that respect, honor and dignity. And beyond this, my dear brothers in Islam, there is another ayah which I would like to share with this gathering. Those whom Allah has chosen them, appointed them as caretakers of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran very, very clearly that the masajid should be taken care by people who have complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. In this ayah, Allah speaks very clearly that person who has complete iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal yawm al akhir, he has iman in the last day. He is very careful with regard to the masjid, with regard to the rights of Allah, with regard to the rights of the masjid, with regard to the rights of the musallis, with regard to everything of the masjid. He is carrying the amanat. Allah have appointed him to be a caretaker of the house, from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs to have that fear in him. And so the Quran is saying, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Subhanallah, not only iman, he should be a person who is establishing the salah, not only performing salah, his heart, قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. He is a person frequenting the masjid, his heart is connected with the masjid. He is a person makes effort to call people towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish the salah. And furthermore, and who gives out zakat, the wealth that Allah has given him, he gives out his zakat. And a generous person should be a caretaker of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And walam yakhsha illallah. And he fears Allah to the extreme. When a person has iman and he establishes the salah, he pays his zakat, and he's a person who is conscious of the orders of Allah, rights of the people and rights of the musallis, rights of the masjid, he is the person befitting to be the caretaker of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, it's a big responsibility. It's a big amana. Comes in the hadith, the virtues, Ummarul Masajid, Ahlullah, subhanallah, the title given to them. The real caretakers of the house of Allah, they are the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has no ascendance, no descendants. But this is shown as respect, love that Allah shows to people who are the caretakers of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, when we select a leader, a caretaker to the masjid, we need to look at these conditions. Whether that brother is having these qualities, then we vote for him, then we support him, then we propose him, then we intercede him. Not because he's my business friend, not because he's my family, not because he's an old man, he's a very known, affluential person, not because he's an influential person. Just look at these four qualities. If that person has, you can intercede him, whatever good that he's doing as a caretaker of the house of Allah, that you have interceded for him, you shall get the complete reward of all the good that person is doing. So my dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is a masjid. It operates beautifully with a very beautiful team of brothers. May Allah bless them. May Allah bring good people also to support them and take them from strength to strength. But I would like to share some sad news. When I was coming, one brother called me and he sent me some recordings and videos, and he's crying. There is a masjid very close to us. There is an election happening. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, it has gone to that degree. Worse than the political elections that happened. Worse than political elections that happened. The masjid is divided into 2-3 groups. Each guy is promoting his ambassador. Each guy is proposing his man. A is proposing his friend. And in the second group is insulting the first group. The first group is insulting the second group. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is how, wallahi, wallahi, those who are doing this, they are not fit to be the caretakers of the house, from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all responsibility that I share. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, a person don't like another person coming, being the trustee of a masjid. Now it's happening. Now at this moment, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, this person goes to his family, finds his faults, make a woman to do a voice recording and publishing with regard to the personal life and insulting and saying, don't vote for this guy. Now these people are coming out with other claims, other recording. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, masjid is there to unite the ummah, not to divide the ummah. Masjid is there to build bond, not to promote hate, not to promote evil, not to promote sin. Wallahi, the danger, these could be the signs of the hour. إِذَا أُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When the Qiyamah is nearing, people who are not fit to hold positions in deen, people who are not fit to hold positions in deen, they are given those posts and seats. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, look at these four conditions. Look at these four conditions. These are the four conditions that we decide our leaders of our masjid, our caretakers of our masjid, not because of the face value, not because of he's qualified, he's highly educated, he carries a degree. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, those are added advantage. I am not saying that you should not look at them, yes, but before that, look at these four categories. Is he a person of Iman? Is he a person who believes in Akhirah? Then he will not insult people. He will not degrade people. He will not put down people. He will not go and beg for power. Beg for power. Let me use this word. He will not go and beg and cry for power. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, because he knows the seriousness of this job. When Sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, appoint me as a head, a person to collect the zakat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those who ask the position, we do not give them, because their intentions can change. Those who say we do not want, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu refused the khilafah. He was forcefully given the khilafah. Sahaba refused the khilafah. They were given forcefully. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, this is what our deen is teaching us. This is what our Islam is teaching us. These are the people who have these four qualities should uphold the masjid. And those who are looking are the caretakers of the masjid, they have a bigger responsibility. One is to look into the hissiyah, the structure, the building, all those requirements. And the second is the ma'naviyya, with regard to worship, with regard to ibadah. The masjid should be like the masjid at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Which masjid? We are yet to see a mosque like Masjidun Nabawi, a gathering of Quran, a gathering of hadith, a gathering of ilm, a gathering of zikr, a gathering of ta'lim. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, today we have not taken this very seriously. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, very sad. Masjid sometimes have become a bayan bank. People also get tired listening to so many bayans. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, there are children who would like to learn deen. There are adults who would like to come and learn deen. at the time of Rasul, at the time of Sahaba, this entire deen was distributed. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu ran outside Masjid al-Nabawi and he told in the market, ذَاكَ مِيرَاثُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُقْسَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ هَا هُنَا. Oh people, the inheritance of Rasulullah is distributed in the masjid. You all are sitting here. People ran inside. They saw a gathering of Quran. They saw a gathering of fiqh and ilm. They saw a gathering that the hadith of Rasul is taught. And they saw a gathering of dhikr. They came back and told Abu Hurairah, we don't see the inheritance of Rasulullah is distributed. He said, Subhanallah, those are the inheritance. The knowledge is being distributed. The deen is being distributed. Go see, those are the inheritance that you need to inherit. Today we have become very far from knowledge. Masjid became empty from gatherings of ilm. People think they need to go to an institution. They need to go to a college. They need to go to a madrasa. At the latter part of Islam, the concept of madrasa came up. At the early part of Islam, masjid was the madrasa. Masjid was the Islamic university. Masjid was the place where the hadith of Rasul was taught. Masjid was the place where tafsir of Quran was taught. Masjid was the place all good were promoted. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, let us bring them back to masjid. Bring alive. One cry will bring this change. And the khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, that during the days of Ramadan, he saw people making taraweeh in a different ways, or in different times, in different gatherings. He united all of them under one imam. One day, one of the Sahaba, after the demise of Umar radiallahu anhu, was crossing Masjid al-Nabawi. He saw under one imam the taraweeh was happening. He said, Subhanallah, may Allah lighten the grave of Umar, like how he has brought light to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let those who are responsible bring this change. Each one of us are responsible. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, with this one narration I conclude the discussion today. There was one day a person called Sumama was arrested. He was the head of Yamama. He was brought as a prisoner. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that he be tied in a pillar of Masjid al-Nabawi. Here the whole masjid was not only for ibadah. This person was tied, he was not a Muslim. He was tied in Masjid al-Nabawi. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that he will look at the masjid, what is happening. He will build good hope about the masjid. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him, Ya Sumama, why don't you come to Islam? He said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you kill me, you are killing a person whose blood is valuable, because I have killed so many of your people. And I am a person, my blood is very valuable. And if you are kind, you are kind upon a person who is grateful. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left him. Second day he went to him. He told, Ya Sumama, why don't you come into Islam? He repeated the same thing. Third day, he repeated the same thing. But when he was brought as a prisoner, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his house, told his wives, there is a prisoner tied in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Can you prepare some food? And he ordered that his camels to be milked. And he said, go and feed Sumama, honor him. Subhanallah. Look at what a masjid could do at that time. The change that masjid had. The impact that masjid had. And every day he was taken care. Third day when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he repeated the same thing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atalik, leave him. Release him, O Sahaba. They released him. He went outside Masjid al-Nabawi. Took a bath and came back to Masjid al-Nabawi. And he looked at the face of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do you know what he said? Ya Rasulullah, your face
was the most disliked face to me. أصبح اليوم أصبح وجهك اليوم أحب الوجوه إليك. Today your face has become the most loved, beloved place, faces to me. Ya Rasulallah, your deen was the most disliked deen for me. Today it has become the most beloved deen for me. Your city was the most disliked city for me. Today it has become the most beloved city for me. But Ya Rasulallah, I was intending Umrah. The Umrah, not Umrah. He was going on the way to Umrah, then he was taken as a prisoner. And your people caught me as a prisoner. I would like to go back to Baytullah and perform my Umrah if you grant me permission. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, said, go ahead and perform Umrah. In the history of Islam, the first Sahabi who performed a Umrah as a Muslim was Sumama bin Sumama radiallahu anhu. He went, people of Mecca came to attack him. He went and he screamed, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. People of Makkah at that time, Makkah was under the control of the mushriks, and they all came to attack him. When they came closer, they saw it was Sumama. They said, Ya Sumama, you are the noble of the Yamama. And all the food was supplied to Makkah, many food was supplied to Makkah from Yamama. What happened to you? He said, I have. They said, have you renounced the religion? He said, no, I have chosen the best religion, that is Islam. And some people wanted to attack him. And the same mushrik said, don't do anything for him. There will be no food coming to you. I love him. So he became the first Sahabi ever in the history of Islam to perform Umrah as a Muslim. So my dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, what can a masjid do? Let us open our doors. Welcome the youth of our time. Welcome the children. Today all the doors are open for them. But masjid doors are not open for them. We need to build that environment to welcome them, love them, in order they understand the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, teach us the beauty of Islam, and make our masjid a center of knowledge, a center of hidayah to the mankind, a center of blessing to all of us. And may Allah bring rightful people who will take care of the house of Allah, who will look after the house of Allah better than their own wealth, their own properties, their own possessions.